Children can be dismissed.
Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you. To Mark chapter 11, I'm a little bit discombobulated. Hallelujah. God is good. Glory to God. Father, we just love you. We praise you. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is true this morning. We thank you, God, for the anointing to preach your word. And Lord, like you said to us this morning in many different ways, that you want to display your love to us. And God, we just trust you. We trust you with everything. We just trust you. We trust you. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles and you turn to Mark 11, we're going to start there. But before we get there, I just want to remind you of this verse. Jesus was talking and he said, listen, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. Now I don't know about you. I adore my children. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for them. There's nothing they could do to get away from me either because I love them, right? It said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask? In another place, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to kill and to steal and destroy, but I've come that I might give you life and that more abundantly. See, that's always been the dividing line for me. If it's killing, stealing, or destroying, it's coming from his camp. But if it's bringing in abundance, it's coming from my Father's camp. Amen. Amen. So that those two verses changed my life because I figured out that it wasn't God that was giving me cancer to teach me something. It wasn't God who had my child run over and take him away. I mean, that's not God. That's the enemy. Right? So we can just lay that to rest. Amen. I want to talk to you more. You know, I talk a lot about faith, but I'm commissioned to do that. And when you get it, I'll stop talking about it. But anyway, listen. No, listen. Faith. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because you must believe that he is. How many got that part down? You believe that he is. Come on. But you also have to believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about rewards in heaven for sure. I'm talking about good things and good blessings in heaven for sure. But I believe that he wants to bless us right here. And the main blessing that he wants to bring to us is each other. Come on. It's you and me. It's us together. It's the fellowship that we have. And the enemy does everything that he can to break that up. Mark 11, and look at verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. What is faith? Faith is believing beyond your reasonable ability to see. Faith is believing when it seems impossible. Faith is knowing that something can happen when everything on earth is telling you that it can't happen. And who do we have faith in? Faith in God. And I like this because we're going to talk about having faith for, but faith in comes first. I'm not having faith for something, I'm having faith in someone. See, because his name is Jehovah. Right? He's the God of God. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He put everything that we see into existence. He created us in the same class as he is, spirit to spirit, so that we could have fellowship with him. He's the same God. But we've got to see him as God. There's two aspects to that. We have to see him in his holiness. The Bible says in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does that mean? Having an awe of God and who he is the beginning to you knowing what to do. Let me say that again. having a reverential fear or awe of God and who He is and how powerful He is and how holy He is the beginning of you knowing what to do. Glory to God. Have faith in the God who can move a mountain. Have the faith in the God who can split a sea. Have the faith in the God who can reach out to the worst sinner and pull him out of the depths of despair and put him into the kingdom of God. That's the God, come on, that's the God that I met when I got saved. I knew about him when I was growing up in religion. But there was a day when he became my Lord. He became real to me. He wasn't a story in a book or somebody else's testimony. He was real to me. This is the God that we're talking about, and we're saying that the first step is to have faith in God. Glory to God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a loving God. Look at man, he puts up with all of us. Right? And we have so many different, you know, thinking, thoughts, and all of that. But watch this. He doesn't come to our level. He brings us up to His. See, there's a gospel that's going around that God just loves everything and everybody and everything is okay. And that's not true. Thank you for your enthusiasm. No, it's not true. What he wrote in his book and what you read in here is who he is. Jesus said, I and the Word are one. Right? The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. His name is Jesus. So if he wrote it in here from Genesis to Revelation, he still means it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. If he said in Exodus chapter 20 that we're supposed to honor our father and mother, guess what? We're supposed to honor our father and mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't matter how old you are. Thank you. It doesn't matter if they passed on or not. Just saying. Mark 11:22 says again, for Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. God is good. I said, God is good. God is for you. And we're supposed to have faith in God for what He's promised us. Amen. Now, a couple words that I want you to just meditate on for just a minute. Go back and look at this again. It says this in verse 24. No, let's go to verse 23. For surely I say to you, whosoever. Everybody say whosoever. Who's a whosoever? Well, maybe. Right? Right? Maybe you're a whosoever. It's dependent on whether you do what he says. It says whosoever shall say. If you don't say, then you're not a whosoever. Right? And so you can forget the rest. That's so important. Let me say it again. For surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain. If you're not speaking to the mountain, then you're not a whosoever. I want to be a whosoever. How about you? Then we have to speak to our mountains. What do we speak? We speak what God has said. We speak His promises. Amen? Now watch this. Verse 24 says, therefore I say to you, whatsoever. So whosoever is a candidate for whatsoever. I'm a whosoever. So I'm believing for a whatsoever. Let me say that again. I'm a whosoever, and I'm a believing for a whatsoever. I'm a whosoever that wants a whatsoever. And I'm believing for a whatsoever. Because I'm a whosoever. But I'm only a whosoever if I say. What are you saying? Because what you're saying is whatsoever you're getting. I'm broke, tired, and disgusted. My life, it makes no sense to me. And you sing it year after year after year after year, and you're getting whatsoever. So if you want to be a whosoever, you have to quit what you're singing. Quit what you're saying. And begin to speak to the mountain that's in your life. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, but you're never going to be a whosoever to get whatsoever unless you begin to say something. But not just say anything. Some people have taken that and said, well, boy, I can whatsoever I want. Boy, I can just have anything I want. And people have taken it to the extreme of saying something like, well, you know what? I want that guy's wife. I'm believing for that guy's... Well, you can't have her. But I'm believing for that guy's wife. You see, you can't have whatsoever if it's not promised in the Word of God. You have to have the Word of God for your whatsoever. It's so important. But we don't spend enough time meditating on the Word of God to find whatsoever. So we don't say anything because we don't have any basis to say anything. This is so good. What I want to tell you today is you have to find the whatsoever in the Bible. And then you can begin to say the whatsoever that you're asking for. And then you can get to the point where you believe it without a shadow of a doubt in your heart. And according to these verses, you'll receive it. So your whatsoever is not determined by the sovereignty of God. Well, you know, God just does what He wants to. And no, He doesn't. He put man on here and said, here, you take care of this place. And man screwed it up. And we're still screwing it up. Right? But if we get in line with what He said, then we can have what He's promised us, and we can live our life to the full. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. How many are determined to get something this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 20. And look at let's go to verse 29. Now, as there went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. So Jesus stood still and called to them and said, what do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and He followed them. You see, they had a whatsoever. Their whatsoever defined their need. We need our eyes opened. Jesus knew what was wrong with them. Right? He knew. But He said, what do you want? Oftentimes, God knows what we want, but He hasn't heard what we say. So then we're like the rest of the multitude that's just going through life, not receiving anything from God. It says a great multitude followed, and there were people all around him. And there was these two blind guys that were going to get what they needed. So they said something, and they called out, Jesus! Right? We need to be like the man who touched the angel and said, man, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. God, I'm coming before you. I'm coming before you with your word, and I'm not leaving till my whatsoever becomes mine. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not leaving here, God, until I know you better. I'm not leaving here, Lord, till I hear your voice. Because you said your sheep know your voice, and the voice of a stranger you'll not follow. So I'm one of your sheep, Lord. I'm not making a demand at arrogance and saying that you've got to talk to me. I'm saying that you said you would. So I'm not leaving my place of prayer until I hear. Come on. What you need from God, you need to find out what God has said about it. And then walk in it. Go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Hallelujah. How many believe the Bible is true? Then we need to start acting like it. Thank you. I didn't say you, I said we. Right? This is in the Bible. James, the book of James is in the Bible. Come on, it's on page 1730. Verse 5 says this. If any of you lacks wisdom, any of you lacks wisdom. Anybody ever had this come out of your mouth? I don't know what to do. All of us, right? All of us at different times. You might be having, I don't know what to do about different things in your life, even today. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. He said here, if any of you lacks wisdom, well, let's go on. Let him ask of God. So the first thing is the need, the whatsoever. The second thing is that you have to say something. You have to ask. And you have to ask God. We want wisdom, so we go to a book. We want wisdom, so we read a testimony. We want wisdom, so we turn on TBN. We want wisdom, so we go to Daystar. We want wisdom, so we listen to the preacher. All of those things are good, and God can use all of those things. But He doesn't want those to take over where He is in charge. Ask God. Again, how do you come to God? First of all, I think you need to come reverently. You need to know that He is Lord, and that you, outside of your relationship with Jesus, have no business in His presence. But because of the blood of Jesus, you can come boldly before His throne of grace to find help in your time of need. Come on, who is that? Who needs help? Who needs help? Who needs help? It says, if any of you lack wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is just the art of knowing what to do. If anybody needs to know what to do, let him ask of God. Watch this. Who gives liberally to all and without reproach, it will be given to him. Glory to God. You know what that means? That means the minute that you ask, you ought to get excited. But nothing's changed. Yes, it has. It has, because you ask. You ask, and He said He'd give it. Whew, glory to God. Whosoever can get whatsoever if they'll say, whosoever can know what to do if they'll ask. And God says He'll give it liberally. Don't you wish I had about $1 million in $100 bills and just liberally gave them out to you today? Yeah, wouldn't hurt, would it? That wouldn't hurt, right? I mean, liberally gave it. How many of you need? You want 10, 20, 30? Here you go. Right? Liberally, just give it out, give it out, give it out, give it out. God said, here, the wisdom of knowing what to do, He would give to you liberally and wouldn't upbraid or withhold it. It'd be like saying, well, yeah, I got $1 million, but you can't have any. How's it feel to want? Right? You know, that's not God. He'll give liberally. Liberally. But watch this, verse 6. But let him ask in faith. Faith says, when I ask, God answers. Even though I don't see anything different, even though my circumstances aren't different, even though it still seems like the situation that I'm facing hasn't changed, faith says, I have what I need when I ask. See, because whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast to the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he says. Therefore, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So I prayed and I asked God for wisdom. I have to believe that I have them before I see them. Glory to God. I have the answer because I asked for it. I know what to do because God is going to show me what to do. Are you with me? Who does this work for? Whosoever shall say, whosoever shall believe. It doesn't work for everybody. But God's no respecter of persons, but He is respecter of law. There's the law of faith. Come on. If you want to have, be a what, get whatsoever, you have to be a whosoever. I have faith in God, but I need to know what I want from God. Go back to Matthew chapter 18. I want to preach me happy. Y'all can come along if you want. If not, just stay in your misery. Hallelujah. I don't mean that. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I'm preaching good this morning in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 18. And let's just look at one verse. Verse 19. It says, and again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Did he say that? Did he believe? Do you believe that? Well, why isn't it working for you? The answer's in right here. Thank you. Look, watch this. It says, again, I say to you that if any two of you agree, before it will work, you have to agree. Have you ever had somebody, brother, be in a prayer with me, be in agreement with me, I'm believing God for this, and they, oh yeah, I'm in agreement for you. Well, how do you know they're in agreement with you? How do you know? Because they go, oh yeah, brother, I agree, and they walk away and go, that dude ain't getting nothing. I no more believe that than I believe the man on the moon. So what you have to do is you have to settle on the agreement. What's an agreement? A contract. You have to know what you're agreeing to before you pray. So I am believing God for my healing. Okay, well, what are you basing on that? What precedent do you have out of the Word of God that we can agree upon so that we can stand together in unity with ourselves and with God? So you have to do some investigation into what does the Word say. See, you want to have faith in God. You want that to work for you, but you have to know what you can believe God for. See, you can't have faith for anything outside of knowing what the will of God is concerning the matter. I can't believe God for something that's outside of His will. So I have to find out what His will is. Oh man, I wish I could find out what God's will is. Let me introduce you to it. It's on your phone, it's on your iPad, it's in your lap. This is His will. So when you find it in here, it's His will. And if you and I can agree with what His will is, He said, we'll have it. Amen. Brother, I need wisdom. All right, man, let's agree. And we get together and say, God, we're asking you for wisdom. I'm asking you for wisdom for George. And me and George are agreeing that he'll have that wisdom. We thank you for it, Lord. And then it's, well, what do you think? George says, I don't know. I hope God comes through. You haven't agreed to nothing. Because you're agreeing in faith and he's agreeing in hope. And he's really not even agreeing in hope. He's agreeing in wishing. Wishing and hope aren't the same thing. Biblical hope is a confident expectation of what God has promised He'll do. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, so George, I need my toe healed. All right, cool. Let's agree in prayer. But what are you standing on? Let's write the contract. We're going to go through a few scriptures. Hallelujah. Go to Exodus chapter 15. We're writing the scripture. We're writing the contract. Well, Lord, we know that your word is your will. So in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 25, he said this. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it in the waters, and the waters were made sweet, and he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. And he said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord that heals you. I'm Jehovah. I'm Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. Come on. I am the Lord that heals you. Glory to God. Go to chapter 23. We're writing the contract. Can you agree to that? That he's the Lord that heals you? Yes. Come on. We're getting there. We're getting there. Verse 25 says this. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread over and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Let me say that again. You shall serve the Lord your God. Check. Come on. And he will bless your bread and your water. That means your needs are going to be met. Come on. And I will take sickness from the midst of you. Well, we're writing the contract. Did God say that? Can you agree to that? We're getting there. Go to Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. And chapter 7. Deuteronomy 7. If you need healing, these are great verses to begin to meditate on. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7. As soon as my Bible unsticks, I'll get to it. And verse 15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on those who hate you. This Bible says that the Lord will take away your sickness. But I don't know about, what did he say? What are you saying about what he said? Are you saying the Lord will take away my sickness? If I worship him, if I walk in his ways, he said he'd take away my sickness. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. No, get the yeah, but out. Right? Go to Psalm 103. Woo, glory to God. And if in order to get the whatsoever, you got to be whosoever. Because if you're not going to be a whosoever, you're not going to get a whatsoever. Woo, glory to God. I want to be a whosoever to get the whatsoever. Why? Why? It's just so that I can be blessed and you can all look up to me and go, "Woo, boy, look at he's blessed. I wish I could be blessed like him." That's exactly why I want it. I said, that's exactly why I want it. Why? Because if I can show you that God is good, then I can introduce you to the good God and say, it's not because I'm anything, it's because he's something. And if I got it, you can get it. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I want to be an example of the goodness of God. Woo! Psalm 103. Oh, we could just read the whole thing, but let's go. Verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." That's the whatsoever. And the whosoever. Come on. "Who forgives all of your iniquity." How many are greatly amazed and thrilled with that? He even forgives you the ones you did an hour ago or, you know, whatever. How, all your iniquities, forgives them all. All of them. Yeah, but not the big ones. Yeah, I went to a church where there's big ones and little ones growing up. But I figured out he forgives them all. Big, small, doesn't matter. He forgives them all. Isn't that awesome? We're only going to get to heaven because our sins have not only been forgiven, but we've been cleansed from them because of his blood. Now watch this. How many believe that's true? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquity and who heals all of your diseases and redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." I want that. Well, I get you. You want the whatsoever. But are you a whosoever? If you're talking about how bad things are and how much you hurt all the time and what the doctor is saying and what this disease is and what, you're not a whosoever. Because you're not saying the whatsoever. Ooh, got quiet. Watch this. If we want the whatsoever, we've got to become the whosoever. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He forgives all of my sins. He heals all of my body. He surely will bring goodness and mercy to my life right now. Even in my old age, he will allow me to rise up as an eagle. I just am going to soar in God. I thank you, Lord. Again, we're coming to agreement so that we can have what we're asking for. Well, that works for somebody else, but it just doesn't work for me. You're right. Because you're getting what you say. You see, you have to renew your mind to who He's made you to be rather than the way the world has formed you. The way your life has conformed you to this image of who you think you are has to be transformed, like it says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world and the pressure of the world conforming you to who you are, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may know what is the good and the perfect and acceptable will of God. I'm telling you what the will of God is. The will of God is for you to know the Word of God so that you can say what the Word says so that you can have the reality in your life. Not so much so that you can have all the things on earth. God doesn't mind you having the blessings of earth, but not so much of that, but more that you can live heaven on earth. And more than that, let heaven be lived through you so that you can be example to the world that God is good. You can give hope to the hopeless because you know that you have a God who is working with you. 107. Hallelujah. And verse 20. He sent His word and heal them, and deliver them from their destruction. This morning, whether you realize it or not, He's sending His word to heal you. We sang about it, the Lord gave us words about it this morning, that He wanted His love, and for you to be penetrated by His love this morning. And I believe under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, He's sending His word right now to heal you. But heal you of what? Everything. You know, Jesus said that He came to heal the brokenhearted. You know, a broken heart is not broken anymore. He sent His word to heal my broken heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 4. We'll just a few more. I'm going to get through about a third of my notes, but that's okay. The word that I preach will do you no good or me no good unless we act on the word that we hear. Oh, that was good. Okay. But are you going to get out of the wrong line and into the whosoever line so that you can get whatsoever? Verse 20 says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. And do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Listen to that description and just think about this for a minute and ask yourself, am I even close to this? My son, give attention to my words. Yes, sir. I'm paying attention. You know, in order to pay attention, you've got to get rid of distractions. Some people can have all kinds of noise go on and still be focused. My mom could do that, but she was a mother of 12 kids, so she had to do that. You know, it's like sometimes you have to get away and get quiet. And you've got to put other things aside. My son, give attention to my word and incline your ear to my saying. Lord, I'm listening. Are you speaking? I'm listening. Do not let them depart from your eyes and keep them in the midst of your heart. What does that mean? That you're supposed to be thinking about them. You're supposed to be seeing them. You're supposed to be just meditating on them constantly. See, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. And you quote that, but then the next minute they come in and say, well, this person did this and that person did this and this person did that. And you go, oh, God. But you have to get back to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Incline your ears to what He's saying. Listen to what He's saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. That's the beautiful thing about being able to read, that you can write something on paper and see it. And you constantly have to do it. When I first got saved, man, I had 3x5 cards everywhere. I had them on the mirror. I had them on my dashboard. I had them everywhere. Why? So that I could see it. But you know what? You can have all of that and still not see it. Why? Because you've grown cold to what it's saying. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. Yeah, I see that. I got that. I got this calligraphy thing on the wall. It's beautiful. But are you seeing it or are you ignoring it? And maybe not even ignoring it, but just passing it by. Do you hear what I'm saying? Whew. How many want to be a whosoever so that you can get a whatsoever? Right? Now watch this. Watch this. Verse 22, for their life to those who find them and their health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, He's good. I said, God is good. So we've just written a bit of a contract, and we could go into many more verses on that contract, but you and I are going to agree, based on what I've already read, that God wants to touch you and heal you today. Today. Whosoever says, say unto this mountain, Lord, I say unto this sickness, I say unto this disease, I say unto this lack, I say unto this poverty, in Jesus' name, based on your word, Lord, I'm going to trust you today and I'm going to receive the answer to my prayer today. Not based on what I've done, not based on how good I can do something, Lord, but I'm totally, completely dependent upon your mercy and grace. And you said your grace is available to me. I just have to believe it's for me. Hallelujah. How many believe God's grace is for you today? Right here, right now. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that your mercy is so good and your tender, loving care is so long-lasting. You put up with me for so many years, Lord, and I'm not sure I'd have had your patience. But this morning, we're just coming to you just like we are, and we've heard what you said. So, Lord, we're going to be a whosoever. And we believe we're going to get the whatsoever. So right now, just let the Lord work on you right now. He is the Lord who heals you. He's the Lord who touches you. So if you're watching online or if you're sitting in the room, right now, just let Him touch you. Let Him love you. Just get quiet for a minute. And just look into His beautiful face, His loving face. He loves you more than words can express. Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. To Him you belong. When you're weak, He's strong. Let Him touch you right now. If you've never been saved, just reach out to Him and say, Lord, I need a Savior. I believe that Jesus is it, and the God that You've raised Him from the dead. Lord, I believe Your Word said that You are the one who sent Your Word and healed us. You are the healer. So, Lord, we just receive Your healing right now in Jesus' name. So I speak to cancer. I speak to rheumatism. I speak to lung conditions. I speak to heart conditions right now. I just say, be removed, cast into the sea. Right here, right now, in Jesus' name. Be healed. He sent His Word and healed you right here, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank You for Your Word. Help us to remember what You said, and we'll give You all the glory for everything that You're doing in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for joining us online. If I could have the worship team come up, we're going to do a song and dismiss. But if you need prayer for anything, if God spoke to you about something specific that you'd had like hands laid on you for, come on up. The anointing is strong, and I believe that He's here to touch you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.